68, Charlie Echo, Special Events Station, Village of Mackinac City Heritage Village. For a special event station, 20 meters and 2 meters FM. Special event station, Village of Mackinac City Heritage Village Special Event Station. Whiskey 8, Charlie Echo.
NADMH Mobile.
NADMH Mobile, Whiskey 8, Charlie Echo. How is Drake doing?
We're not doing too bad. Running to the shop here to grab a couple things that I left in my work vehicle. I heard you in there, so I figured I'd say hello.
So I got NADWM sitting here alongside of me. He said to say hello. We're sitting out here in the beautiful Heritage Village underneath a beautiful oak tree with a little breeze and watching all the activities going on out here. We got lumberjacks going. We got a sawmill going. We got some wood carvers. A whole bunch of stuff.
Very cool. You guys said you're on 20 meters. I might be able to see if I can hear you. Never mind. My antenna fell down again. Scratch that.
That's no good.
That's the darn storms.
I was interested. Everybody was complaining there was a tornado over Felsen and Sheboygan, and as the Weather Bureau came up and looked, he says, it looked like leftovers from the ice storm.
Yeah, I kind of would have figured that. I mean, yeah, there was a warning, but it wasn't actually confirmed, was it?
No. We had nobody out there in that area. Adam was down in Wolverine. He said there was rotation in the clouds and such, but it was more like straight-line winds that went through. And we didn't get hardly anything up in Maniac City. We didn't get the winds that everybody was talking about down in Sheboygan. I mean, it was pitch black, but nah. And him and Mike were watching the radar, and they didn't see any echoes.
Oh, interesting. All right, Chuck, I'll be right back. I'm just pulling into the shop. NADUH.
WATCE, Special Event Station, Heritage Village, Mackinac City.
CYB.
Station on the link repeater system. Come back with your call sign, please. Whiskey 8, Charlie Echo.
Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Yankee Bravo, Brent in Carroll.
Charlie Yankee Bravo, we copy that. What's your location, sir?
Yeah, real good. I'm down in Carroll, Michigan, down in the Thumb. I've got this as a Charlevoix repeater, which I really don't think I can be making. How's my signal?
Oh, you're fine, Square. You're probably hitting the Mayo repeater in the link repeater system.
Mayo's actually offline. He's probably bouncing off the Sheboygan repeater. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
Okay, yeah, real good. I've got it labeled in my program as Charlevoix, I think, so I must have it wrong because the frequency doesn't match repeater books, so looks like I'll have to make a correction.
Are you 14674?
It's doubled there. Yeah, I'm on the 14674. With 103.5 input.
Yeah, that's Sheboygan. The tower that, the repeater that was in Charlevoix County was 147.28. The tower it was on during the ice storm went down, so it hasn't been replaced yet.
Yeah, real good. I'm on mid one power. I can still go up to high, but obviously I don't need it. I don't know that I've ever heard traffic on the Charlevoix repeater from way down here in the Thumb.
Yeah, it must be a band opening. You'll have that with humidity and some heat. NADMH Mobile.
Well, good. Well, we'll get back to the event station operator there. Thanks for updating me on the Sheboygan repeater. We'll get that fixed in the radio. I'm actually reprogramming my DMR radio for heading up to Sault Ste. Marie tomorrow. So, well, we're stopping in Gaylord, but I want to get my radio reprogrammed. So, yeah, real good. Back to the event station there. I didn't write your call sign down. I'm sorry.
Okay, sir. It's Whiskey 8 Charlie Charlie Echo. It's for the Charlevoix Sheboygan Emmett County Public Service Communications Organization. I'm actually transmitting on the Mackinac City Tower, which is 145.11. 145.11. It goes up in the UP quite a ways. And that's also a 103.5.
So good. I've got that one programmed in. I'm on my mobile I'm using as a base right now, but in my truck I know I've got those all programmed in. So I'm just updating my file for this radio that I'm using now, KEACYB.
Hey, Drake, what's the Sioux repeater that's on the link?
145.43. I think it's a 107.2 tone.
Everything up there is 107.2, so that makes sense.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and back on out. Thanks, guys, for the update. I'm actually looking at this file. I programmed this radio like 10 years ago when I first became an operator, and I don't have Sault Ste. Marie in this radio, which is fine because it doesn't go up there. So I'm going to go back to programming KE8CYB monitoring.
KE8CYB. Can't even do it right. So thank you for coming in. Have a good day, and safe travels tomorrow. Whiskey 8, Charlie, Charlie, Echo.
And DMH Mole.
Hey, Drake, I still got your battery sitting in my console in the car.
Which one?
The portable battery that Jeff was using.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay. I've got others, so I'm not super worried about it.
Yeah, I hope they pick a good day to come back up where it's not windy and raining.
Yeah, it's that time of year, though, so it's going to be hard to find a time.
Oh, we got to get that levering link back up and running so that we can run the camera. Right now, it's only on when Fred brings it up for special events, like the storm the other night. Boy, did we have a lightning show go on.
Yeah, I figured. I think Adam said that Cummins was going to go switch out the transfer switch, so once they do that, it should come back up.
Yeah, I hope so. As we're still using the Starlink, it means we've got to go into another month.
Yeah, that's not cheap either.
I think he said it was 50.
Say that again?
I think he said it was 50 a month, really.
Yeah, you're starting to break up on the 11. I don't know what's going on.
Was it cutting in and out?
Yeah, it was. It's not like packet loss. It was static, and you actually get a little bit of noise on your signal.
I'm running 5 watts, and we're not that far away from the tower.
And I think the pre-selector on the repeater's got either it's out of tune or it's just straight up going bad. I'll have to bypass it. Actually, it'll be easy to bypass. You just unhook the BNC going into the receiver itself, and then you can just hook up get a BNC to end male cable to plug it into the duplexer.
Okay, you'd be so kind to either email or text me that situation. I'll make up a cable and go over there and change it out here this week.
Yeah, I'll do that when I get home. I'm just about to pull in anyway, so I'll do that here shortly. NATMH.
Okay, thank you very much, Drake. Have a good day. Enjoy the weekend. Whiskey 8, Charlie Charlie Echo, Special Event Station, Heritage Village, Mackinac City, Michigan.
KFADNF.
N8MJL Mobile.
KF8ENS.
KF8ENS.
KI7QMD mobile monitoring 19.
Yes, you're to Rick. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf on 19.
Hey, Jim. Good afternoon. Good to hear your voice. I just realized recently that the 19 is linked to the 86.
Well, sometimes, let's put it that way. They link it when they're either doing I think the Monday night, and then I think again when they're ever doing a weather alert thingamajob. You're supposed to unlink it, but it doesn't always happen.
Okay, yeah, it was a morning thing and it was linked, so okay. I thought they permanently linked them, so now I get it. They just weren't able to disconnect. Okay. Well, you've clarified that for me. Oh boy, just got done motoring in from the regatta. Went out with a photographer from Harbor Springs newspaper, and they didn't have any wind, so they quit and they all went back in. So if it wasn't for the little J-70s out a lot further and some wind, we wouldn't have had no photos at all.
Oh, well, at least you got some photos. Maybe some of the bigger boats could fly spinnakers in these light winds. I don't know what they do. But, yeah, it's pretty darn calm right now.
Yeah, they all drop-sailed and motored in, most of them, so... yeah, it's pretty dead out there. It was a nice ride. I got to go out motoring for a couple hours, so that part was fun. That was my day, you know, going to work, ride around the boat, go home. And I think I'll eat lunch when I get home. Kind of late, but might as well.
Hey, any day that you can go to work and ride around on a boat, that to me sounds like a winner of a day.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Doesn't happen all that often, but when it does, I take advantage of it, and I leave early.
Well, there you go. Okay, well, yeah, I'm kind of planning for a trip to Chicago next weekend. We're doing a family reunion. Should be interesting. All my relatives from Kerrville, Texas, are coming up, and I'm going to have to learn all the stories about the flooding down there. Should be interesting.
Oh, for sure. I'm sure they'll have lots to tell. Well, that's not too far of a flight over to Chicago. That ought to be pretty simple. You guys all downtown, or are you going somewhere out of the downtown area?
Well, it's interesting. We're staying at what was originally the McDonald's Corporation's Training Center. It's now owned by Hyatt Restaurant, or Hyatt Hotels, or whatever. So we're staying. It's maybe a half hour out from downtown. Didn't want to go downtown.
Yeah, good choice. Oh, that'll be fun. That'll be fun. Oh, boy. Well, there's a lot of crazy summer people driving around, so I'm going to get off the radio and go back to listening for a while here, but it's good to hear your voice, and if I don't talk to you, have a safe trip out there, and we'll catch you on the way back. I'll be clear on your final, Jim. KI7, QMD Mobile.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I usually hear you in the morning, but I usually kind of drag my feet. I heard Ryan this morning calling, you know, talking to you. So anyhow, hey, 73s will listen for you, and keep my ears open. ACADG, 73s.
Hey, EMH testing.
Hey, EMH testing.
KF8ENF.
Hey, teammate, testing.
N8MJL mobile.